Blog Talk Radio.
We reserve the right to not disclose personal and private information, and the views and opinion expressed on the Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mir are those of the author and do not necessarily reflect the official policies and position of our organization. Any content provided by our authors are of their own opinion and not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, organization, or individual. Hello and welcome to another episode on Live, Laugh, and Learn with Mary Podcast. So today, as you know, I'm actually streaming with you all by video. I'm also going to be uploading audio on my Blog Talk platform. So today, I wanted to talk with you all about something that God has given me, and I'm like, I really don't want to talk about it, but I have to be obedient because I know that when I'm getting a message, it's not just necessarily for me, but it's for someone else that may be struggling. So we know in season 4, I am talking about all things parenting, okay? So I wanted to share with you about just simply one word, and that is forgive. And that is the word that I was given during meditation, and I said, okay, forgive. And the Holy Spirit was telling me that as parents, it is so hard for us to forgive. And I think it's more harder for moms versus dads because they're totally different than moms, okay? I can go to my husband and tell him about a scenario, and he would say, well, I don't see it that way. And I'm like, what you mean you don't see it that way? I see it that way. He was like, no. And he thinks totally different than I think in most scenarios, right? So that's why we balance one another. And as moms, we know, especially as women, we know that we hold on to a lot of stuff. We are nurturers by nature, right? So we are emotional beings, unfortunately. That's just how we're made up. But we have to choose the right path. We have to choose not to be emotional on a situation that God is telling us. We have to do our part in this by being the big person. And as moms, we know that when our children do something, come on, we know when they do something that we don't like or say something we don't like, look, we want to discipline them or we want to tear them off or we want to punish them, right? But the Holy Spirit is telling us that no matter what someone does to you, we can't say, well, you should have did this, you should have did that. We're so quick telling someone what they should have did. You. And the Lord said, notice there's no you in forgive. I'm like, as soon as he said that, I already knew where he was taking me. It's like, there's no you in forgive. So stop saying you should have. Stop telling someone what they should have did. No. Who should forgive? I. Notice there's an I in forgive. The Holy Spirit is telling us, I should forgive. You can't wait on someone else to offer their apology for something that they did that offended you. We know that we are not innocent, and we know that there are some things that we may have done to offend someone else. We have to take accountability, and sometimes we have to be the bigger person, especially if we're following after Christ. You just can't take on what you want to take on. And I was kind of a little like, okay, well, Holy Spirit, you just going to read me my rights while I'm thinking about this? Yes, I'm going to read you your rights. I'm giving you this for a reason. I choose to forgive, not you. Stop pointing the finger. It's two people in this equation or multiple people in this equation. So what can you control? Okay, well, you didn't have to say it like that. No, I had to say it like that because it's a way that the Holy Spirit speaks to each of us for us to receive the word. Sometimes it can be a still, small voice. Other times it's like, this is what I want you to know. And I'm like, okay, all right, I receive what you're saying. It's hard to digest, but I receive what you're saying. So even when you forgive, it is going to be hard. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. But know that if you have done what the Holy Spirit asked you to do, you can't control nothing else. And years ago, I was given this word by the Holy Spirit, is that when you forgive, you release the power that person or situation have over you. It's like, it's like a person having a remote control changing you to whatever channel they want to change you to because you didn't forgive them. No. Do your part. I don't want somebody just changing me to whatever mood they want me to change into. No. I'm not a robot. I'm a person. So if I can control that with the help of the Lord, let me do that. But I wanted to dig deep into this scripture that some of us know all too well, but we can forget, right? So it is in Matthew 6. And we know in Matthew 6, right? Come on now. We know Matthew 6. Matthew 6 tells us the Lord's Prayer. And new Christians, some of us were given this format to praying if we did not know how to pray. But once you develop a relationship with Jesus, you will know how to pray because your prayer will be different than the standard format. But this is the best format in which it helps you to know your part in everything that you have to do. So I'm going to read verse 12 through 15. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So let me break this down to you. I want to go back to verse 12. And it says, and forgive us our debts. Now, this is something that we're praying to the Lord to ask the Lord to forgive our debts. So, of course, you're like, well, what is debts? Well, some of us know what debts are. Debts is what you owe someone, okay? The Word of God says, owe no man nothing but to love them. But we do have debt. Some of us have credit card debt. Some of us have car debt. Some of us have home debt. Some of us have bill debt. Some of us just have debt, okay? And some of us in debt with, payday loans and all these other things that you can be in debt with, right? But the Holy Spirit is telling us that we have to do our part in order for the Lord to do his part. And it said, as we forgive our debtors. So you want the Lord to forgive your debts, but you can't forgive your debtors. What are your debtors? Those are people who owe you stuff. They could have took something from you. You could have loaned them money. They didn't pay back. It's just so many stuff that people can owe you, right? But this is predicated on you doing your part. It says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debts. As we forgive our debtors. So that means if you don't forgive your debtors, then ironically, your debt ain't going to be forgiven because you have to do your part. It goes hand in hand. You can't just take the first part and not look at the second part. You still got work to do. Not someone else. Take ownership, okay? Let's read verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Notice that in verse 14, it says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses." So I wanted to think about that. You know, when I see the word trespass, I'm like, it's having someone violate you or having someone invade your space without permission. So I said, okay, well, what is trespass? So I looked it up. Even though you can see the sign, you post the sign on your property that said no trespassing. That means you don't want any unauthorized person on your property because that is invading the privacy and invading your, that is violating what you wish, okay, your rules, okay, or your policy. So it says, definition in Webster, a violation of moral or ethic or social ethics, transgression, especially sin. So it says, if you forgive men their trespasses. So that's letting us know that trespasses are anything in a violation of what you stand for, what you believe in. That is what trespasses is. So it could be a transgression. It could also be a sin, okay? But it, notice it doesn't say, for if you forgive men of one trespasses, it said of their trespasses. So that's a continuously thing. You can't just isolate and just forgive someone for one thing. You have to understand what the word is saying. If you forgive men their trespasses. So this is more violation or more sin or more invading of privacy. It's just a lot of things that people have done to you that you may not necessarily agree with, because if I put a sign up, don't you come on my property and trespass, because that means you're in violation of a rule that I put in place, right? So what the Holy Spirit is saying, that we cannot pick and choose what we want to show forgiveness to. We have to do our part. So who should forgive? I myself. Not me pointing a finger telling someone, well, you know, you did this and I'm tired of you. No. When does maturity set in? When does your light show? When does people see that you are a Christian? Not by a title or not by just going to church. When are people going to see that you are walking what you're preaching? And then verse 15, but if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So everything is predicated on I myself doing my part. And if I don't do my part, then none of these things will be done for me. Just think about you sending a letter to, oftentimes if people are behind in taxes or haven't filed, or you got a credit card bill or what have you, and you're just asking for a leniency, right? But if you are not doing your moral part as a Christian, yes, the Lord hears every prayer, everything that we say, and he sees everything that we do. So if you're trying to, sometimes if you're trying to figure out why something is not necessarily working, maybe you need to go back and check about this forgiveness. Is it something that I haven't done when it comes down to forgive? Because the world is ever changing. And while the world is ever changing and wars is uprooting, you have plagues, you have violence, killing, shootings. You have mental health crisis, you have domestic violence. You have child abuse. You just have so many things in this world that's on an all-time high, okay? So if I can do my part as a Christian, as a wife, as a woman of God, as a mom, as a sister, as a coworker, as a speaker, author, whatever. If I can do my part, my little part, then I know that I can expect these things that is written in Matthew 6, 12 through 15 to happen for me. So this message is not a message of condemnation. This message is not a message of shame. But this is a mature message for us to think about where we are and what we're holding on to. I'm going to say this. I remember it was probably maybe last year sometime, and I remember praying something. I can't remember what I was praying. And it was saying something to the nature of, I think I was just praying that I forgave someone, right? And then the Holy Spirit was like, well, but you didn't forgive this person. I was like, I was holding on to this to deal with this another time. And it's like, okay, well, what time is better than the present? You know, sometimes we feel like, okay, if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. But no, that's not necessarily true, because there could be something festering up over time that you have not dealt with. And it is not an easy thing to do. But when you truly mean what you say and you want to, the word Paul said, I believe it was Paul that said, I decrease so that the Lord can increase, right? So when you say, I decrease, that means decrease in, it can be in your perspective, decrease in your control, decrease in the way you want to hold on to things. You'll be amazed at some of the things that you can recite, and then the Holy Spirit deal with you and like, oh, well, I remember, what was it? It was, I'm trying to think of the song, but I remember, you know, people are making like Instagram reels and YouTube shorts and stuff like that. And it was a song, and it was a worship song. And I remember seeing people like do little skits to the song, but what the song was saying, was it put me in a fire or something like that? And the people will have to stop like, well, I don't mind you doing this part, but I don't want you to do that part. So everything that we listen to, even down to, you know, a song, we're like, yes, that's a good song. But then when it gets to the hard part, we're like, no, well, maybe not. Nope, I don't want a rain check. I don't even want to go through that. But we're going to have to go through things, because the word tells us iron sharpens iron. And we're going to have to be edified. We're going to have to be corrected. We're going to have to mature. And maturing is doing our part and not just pushing it off on someone else, because it's easy for us to hit the blame game, but it's not easy for us to take accountability for I, myself. Until next time, this is Mary on Live, Laugh, and Learn with yours truly. Thank you for taking the time to listen to tonight's episode. For more information on booking products, services, you are welcome to visit motivationalmary.com. Remember to live on purpose, laugh often, and learn something new in Christ.